Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Tough night, of course, for us. You have to give the 49ers a lot of credit. They started fast and really kept us off balance throughout tonight. As Jason just said, I mean, the message to the football team is we're disappointed in this loss, but it does count as just one loss. And for us, we still have 7 wins. We're a 7-3 team right now with a big game coming up against Minnesota. We have to leave this game as quick as we possibly can because we didn't do anything. You know, I mean, there's nothing good really to talk about. Thought we had a good week of practice. Thought we would be ready to play. They had a quarterback that hadn't, you know, played an awful lot, but he was on and looked like, you know, a seasoned vet from the start of the game. Got their running game going. On the other side of the ball, offensively, we couldn't get anything going with the running game. We couldn't protect our quarterback. And special teams, we didn't do anything. Whenever we look and we see a -2, you know, with the turnover ratio, it's not a good night for us. Alshon Jeffrey hurt his knee a little bit. Don't know exactly how bad it is. And besides that, we have some bumps and bruises. I was disappointed in all of our performances tonight, starting with myself. Nobody did well tonight, played well. Jason was just a small part of that. So many of us had an opportunity to do something we didn't tonight. So we're happy to have Jason here. He, like the rest of our football team, didn't have a good night tonight. Well, he hit us with a couple of big plays right away. I mean, we got a penalty right off the start. And from there, they hit a couple big passes. We kept them to 3 points, though. But the third and long, and they hit the long pass to Williams. That really, you know, 10-0 on a game like that. But even from that, they started, you know, fast. But we weren't holding them down even from there. We were lucky to only be down 20-0 at the half. It has to. Because we won 7 games with that offensive line, and that's why. You have to look at the big picture with it. Tonight we didn't play well, so I can't make a case for many of us tonight. But overall we will. We have played better. Not what makes me think. We have played better. We've been able to block guys with pass protection and, of course, with the run. We prepared for either guy, but, you know, with concussions nowadays, you assume guys – you know, aren't going to be able to come back right away. We had a guy with a concussion that wasn't able to play, so that was our mindset. And so we knew we had a chance of playing him, but it's not like we would change up the game plan. He was running their offense, so whether it was him or Alex Smith, I think we would have seen the same plays. I mean, I think they took away most things tonight. When you have a night like tonight, we didn't have it wasn't our night. We didn't play well. Brandon was a part of that. I don't think they did anything out of ordinary to take him away. I mean, it's hard getting the ball to him when you don't have a lot of time. You start with that. And, you know, they know, of course, we're going to, you know, he's our primary target. So, you know, balls will come his way. But, again, just good play on their part. I'm disappointed in just that. I'm disappointed in this loss. But, I mean, you have to take everything into consideration. You talked about a couple of other losses. We have to take 7-3 into it. And I'm not disappointed in us being at the top of our division with the best record, tied for the best record in our division. That's the football team that we are. I'm disappointed in the effort, not necessarily effort, but the way we played tonight.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.